Good morning, Red State. This is Mo Lane, and I am talking today with Senator Mike Lee of Utah. He's going to talk with us today about the Obamacare, or more accurately, the Obama tax decision. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today, Senator.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Mo.
Okay. Normally, we just we'd go into a lot of details, but let's just cut to the chase. What happened yesterday?
Well, the court upheld the individual mandate. And it did so by basically rewriting it to call it a valid exercise of Congress's power to tax. The problem with that is Congress didn't call it a tax. The president assured us it wasn't a tax. And the Supreme Court saved it only by deeming it to be a tax. So I'm not thrilled with that aspect of the court's ruling. I am pleased, of course, that the court concluded that this was not a valid exercise of Congress's power under the Commerce Clause. That's only the third time in 75 years, the third time since 1937 that the court has found something beyond Congress's Commerce Clause power. I'm also pleased that the court concluded that the Medicaid expansion provisions unconstitutionally coerced the states and could not be defended in that respect. So, it was a mixed bag of a decision. Ultimately, I think it'll be a political victory for Republicans because this will shift the focus back on taxes. It'll shift the focus back onto this unpopular individual mandate.
Now, getting back to the Medicaid the expansion, exactly how could you walk our readers through what happened there? Because that's one of the things that doesn't seem to be covered as much in the coverage. It's mostly been over the mandate and the tax.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to make sure I understand your question.
If you could just walk through what happened with the expansion in the states, what the court decided.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so the Medicaid expansion provisions of the Affordable Care Act told the states that they had to expand their Medicaid rolls, that they had to make their standards for Medicaid coverage more permissive so as to cover more people under their Medicaid programs. Medicaid is, of course, a program that is administered by the states, but with the assistance of federal funds. In fact, most of the funds used in Medicaid programs throughout the country come from the federal government. The state also makes a significant contribution, and then the state administers that program. But in any case, the states were told, in effect, you have to expand your Medicaid rolls and thereby additionally burden your state budgets in order to cover more people under the terms of this law. And if you don't, then you might lose all of your Medicaid funding. Now, the court concluded, based on a doctrine that many attribute back to a Supreme Court decision called South Dakota v. Dole, that Congress may not commandeer the state administrative machinery for purposes of administering a federal legislative prerogative. And that doctrine had been around for a while, but the court had never actually used it to invalidate an act of Congress. So this was the first time in which the Supreme Court had actually invoked that doctrine and held something unconstitutional. And that's a win for the cause of constitutionally limited government.
So, and how much is this all going to end up costing us, this entire Obamacare, now that the case has gone down the way it has?
I really don't know. There are lots of estimates out there, lots of competing estimates. I don't know how much it's going to cost us. That's been part of the problem, is that the cost figure has been something of a moving target. The White House will give one number, the Congressional Budget Office will give another number, and that number seems to change from time to time.
And what exactly can activists, the people hearing this, the people out there on the streets, what can we do about this entire situation now that the courts have finally decided?
No, Mo, the best thing that we can do, the court has acted. The court has refused to invalidate this law. It's refused to invalidate the individual mandate. We hope that it would. Many of us think that it should have done that. But since it didn't, the only way that we can reclaim our right to live under a constitutionally limited government is through the political branches of government. And that means we have to just win in the political process. That in turn means those of us who love liberty and want limited government need to seek out and support those candidates in federal races. We need to seek out those people who will support limited government. I think this can and perhaps will be a big moment for the cause of conservatism as people mobilize behind the fact that we can't let Congress do this to us. Congress is going to do this to us unless we stop this ball from rolling forward.
So, speaking, again, well, I guess the last question, in just in terms of pure politics, do you feel that we are in a good position to run on this in November? I mean, the fact that there's a massive, now officially a massive tax hike that can be attributed to the Democrats and specifically President Obama.
A huge benefit for Mitt Romney. He brought in an enormous amount of money just yesterday in response to this ruling. So, yeah, I think that this will help propel us. I think it will help to point out that although our current president promised us repeatedly that he would never raise taxes on anyone earning less than $250,000 a year, we now know that he has done that, because now that the Supreme Court has deemed this a tax, and given that we know that the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that more than 75% of the revenue brought in under the individual mandate tax will be paid by those earning less than $250,000 a year. Obama has now broken that campaign promise, and that promise that he's reiterated constantly as President of the United States, that he would not raise taxes on anyone earning less than $250,000 a year.
Okay. Again, we've been talking with Senator Mike Lee of Utah about the Obama tax decision. Senator, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this today.